Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Tes in Maseches Baba Kama 49, and we are on Mem Ches on the base at the bottom, the Mishnah. We are still in the first half of Perek Shoresh Nagach Hasapara, which is all about oxen going into each other's fields and finishing up Dinim of Shor. As the Meiri promised us, starting today, a little bit, maybe at the end or maybe tomorrow, that we get into all Dinei Bor for the rest of this Perek. And the fifth parak is bar, the sixth parak is h. Parak akonis is h, and then that takes us through the nizke mamon section of the mesachta through the sixth parak, and then seventh through tenth is different. Seventh is meruba, that's seventh, ninth, and tenth is gneiv and gzela, and the eighth will be bezrat Hashem chovel. Okay, Mishnah. Says the Mishnah now, Mem Chesam Abeis, at the bottom. Shor Shayim is Kavan Lechaveiro, Behika Seisha, an ox that had Kavana to gore its friend, its fellow ox. And instead, it gored a woman, Beyatzi Lodeha, and it gored a woman, and the woman, Rahmana Lislam, lost her fetuses, lost her baby, she was pregnant because of this ox. Patamid Bei Vladus. There's a Patur, he's Patur from the Bei Vladus because the Torah's special din, that Bei Vladus, which we'll talk about, is there? It's shy to talk about a monetary payment for Dmei Vlados. That's a special din by a person who causes the miscarriage and not by an animal. That's why Rashi points out that even though it says Miskavin Lachavero here, even if the ox had Kavana to gore the woman, you know, there wouldn't be a difference. Rashi says on the bottom, Huadin Lemiskavin Leisha Nami Pater. Even if it was the ox was Miskavin for the woman, it would be Pater. It doesn't make a difference, but as we'll see, it just says Lachavero because of the Seifa to be parallel. So that's if an ox goes miskaven lechavero. The adam shu miskaven lechavero, but a person who is miskaven for his friend, he goes to isha and hits the woman v'yasi lodeha and causes the woman to lose her babies. Mishalim to bei vlados, he pays to bei vlados again as long as the woman is still alive. If the woman was killed, so then that's kimle v'drabinei. But if the woman is still alive and she just lost her babies, so then he has to pay to bei vlados the value of the fetuses. Kates and mishalim to bei vlados. So how do you one evaluate Vlados, how do you pay it? So Shamin as a Isha, we evaluate the woman. Kama hi yafe ad shelo yada. How much was she worth before she gave birth? Vekama yafe mishi yalda. And how much was she worth afterwards? I mean, she obviously went down in value. Not so obvious, as we'll see in the Gemara today. But l'chora, she went down in value. So you measure the difference, and that's how much is paid. So similar to what we discussed on Friday, that you don't evaluate the Tmei Vlados in a vacuum. You evaluate it al gabe ha'isha, just like a fruit in a field and a hand of an eved. All of those cases we said you only evaluate al gabe the larger item, the larger unit, and you just note the difference of before and after. So to here, says the Mishnah, you note the difference before and after, how much was she worth and how much is she worth now after the birth. Amr Shimon Gamliel says, "Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, im kain, if that's true that you evaluate the Dmei Vlados, Misha Isha Yolades Misha Bachas. After a woman gives birth, she is worth more. What exactly does the Rav Shimon Gamliel mean? The Gemara will explain. Ella, but Rav Shimon Gamliel, what is that argument? We'll see what he means. There are two possibilities in the Gemara. Ella, but what is Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Shamanes Avlados Kamehin Yafim Rosan Labal. Unlike we just said." You do evaluate the Dmei Vlados per se. Don't evaluate how much she was worth and how much she was worth before and after. But you evaluate the Dmei Vlados. How much were they worth? Meaning, as we'll see in the Gemara, how much would somebody want for the rights to have these fetuses? Obviously, there's a risk factor involved because maybe they're not going to be bar kayamas, but it's still a right. So how much would people pay for that? Tvinosin Labal, and you give that to the husband. According to everybody, according to both the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, the im ein labal, and if there is no husband, no seinli yarshav, then you give it to his yarshim. You give it to his yarshim. Ha'isa shivcha v'deshtachra ogiyares. We had this before. Let's say she is somebody whose husband does not have any relatives. Why? Because Rashi says l'chora a shivcha v'deshtachra marries a fellow eved shenishtachrer, and therefore eved kanani shenishtachrer is basically a ger. Right, he was. He just had it in two steps. We discussed this back all the way back in Maseches Yevamos, how a non-Jew becomes a Jew through the derech of Eknani. First he becomes an Eved Kanani, and he goes to the mikvah, wants to be an Eved Kanani, he's chayv and mixas mitzvahs, and then afterwards he's basically given the choice. We try to say, you know what, to become the full Jew. So, but either way, Rashi says l'chora they marry each other, Okioris or Okioris, who there's a good chance they'll marry a ger. In all those cases, there are no yoshim for the husband. So if there are no yoshim for the husband, so then we say pater. There's no chiyuv for the person. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. Chai v'dina shemayim could be, but that's what Rashi says on the fourth line. Ta'amachzik v'nichsei hager shemes ve'ein lo yarshim. Somebody is machzik v'nichsei hager that died and there is no yarshim. Hager can have yarshim if he had children already, but if he didn't have yarshim, so then zacha v'zek kodem lozakas mashab yado. And this one is mizakeh what is in zocha to what is in his hand before anybody else. Okay, so that is the Mishnah again, part one. There is no the three parts of the Mishnah. Part one, animals don't pay dmei vlados. Number two, how do you evaluate dmei vlados? Do you do it al gavi ha'isha the Tanakama or per se according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? And number three, you give it to the husband or the husband's yarshim, and if not, then you are pater. Says the Gemara. Taima demiskavin lechaveiro. When do we say that an animal is pater from the Bevladas? Only if he had kavana for his friend. Is it true? We already foreshadowed this Gemara. But ask the Gemara, what if the animal had kavana for the woman, he would pay the Bevladas? No, he won't. Is that against Ravada Barava? Don't Ravada Barava, because we had Ravada Barava a week ago. Shvarim shenis kavnu li'isha, pater mit Bevladas. No, oxen are pater from the Bevladas, period. Doesn't matter what their kavana was. So answer to Gemara, no. Amar lecha, Ravada Barava. Ravada Barava would answer, Hu adin, da afilim is kavan alishan ami peturim mit bevadas. The Mishnah fits into my shita, right? Even if the animals would have been miskavan for the woman, they would be part of the bevadas. V'hadik tani shar shayim miskavan lechaveiro. Why did it say a shar that a kavana for his friend, for his fellow ox, and not for the woman? Since the Seifa says Adam Shayim is Kavan Lachaveiro, since the Seifa talks about a person who has Kavana for his friend, the Hachik Sivkra, because that's what the case of the Pasuk is talking about, Ketani Reisha Nami Shor Shayim is Kavan Lachaveiro, right? Person also wouldn't make a difference. If the person had Kavana to hit the woman and did not kill the woman, would just call the woman, he also would be Chayef, right? If he caused the miscarriage. It's only if the woman dies, but either way, because it uses the Pasuk of, because the Mishnah says Lachaveiro, which is the case of the Pasuk, Ki Natsu Anashim Yachtav. Right, so then the ratio also uses that lash. Period. Says the Gemara. Now there's an exception though. Amar of Papa, Shar shenokach es hashifcha, v'yatzu yiladeha mishalem dmei vlados. If a shar gores a shifcha kenaanis who happens to be pregnant, so then he does pay dmei vlados in that case. Even by a bas chorin, he would not pay dmei vlados. By a shifcha, he would. My taima, why chamarta ma'avarta ba'al mehuda azik. He could say, it's just like when my shor gores your shifcha, it's just like my shor gored your pregnant chamor, pregnant animal, meaning it's property of mine. Da'amar krosh, v'lachamparam ha'chamor. Because after all, we know, we've had it a number of times, that one nation or other nations, v'lachamparam ha'chamor, what Yitzchak said by the, what Avram Avinu said by the Akedah to Yishmael, wait here with the donkey, am hadumel ha'chamor. And we darshan am hadumel ha'chamor, which they have the status in certain ways of mammon and not of people. The Berach HaShmuel, Rav Baruch Ber here, has a chakira in Simon Chavav about Tmei Vlados, and why this would be different by a case of Shivcha. He says, Din Vlados Techiva HaTorah Mikra Da'achash Yashiz Ola Baal Ha'isha. This chinesh of Tmei Vlados. So how do we look at Tmei Vlados? Is that a real... let's say if the Torah hadn't said anything, what would we have thought? So it's not a nefesh, right? We could have a shir on when do you determine whether the fetus is a nefesh. We could talk about abortion, we could talk about other things, but it's not a full nefesh, that's for sure. The only time, you're not allowed to kill it, no, abortion is usher, but unless, you know, the mother's life is in danger, but then we say that it's not a nefesh. So it's not a nefesh, so what exactly would you have thought without the Torah's chiddush of Mishamiz Mevlatis? So, is it a din tashlum mechudash b'gzeres hakasev me'aparsha devlados the kasher yasas alav bal ha'isha v'ilo ha'isa aparsha? And if the Torah wouldn't have said anything, lo haya klal hach din chiyev lados, we would say there's no such thing. This isn't like it's a chavala. Maybe it would be chavala, but it wouldn't be a regular nezek. The ein ze bechal nezek. Da tu vlados srarin inu, as the Gemara is going to say later on today, are vlados a package of money that if you steal a package of money or you damage a package of money, you're going to have to pay for it? No. Ubazeh din to be vlados ba xeris akasev. It's a xeris akasev, and the Torah says excluding shvarim from tevei vlados. So if it's a chiddush din, so the Torah only excludes vlados. Aval gabi shivcha de shayachin avlados laaduneha hachiv hu. I'm sorry, that's in general. That's what you would have said. It's a it is a din mechudash. What do we say? No, it's nezek. It's nezek. It's just like other properties that were damaged. So this is a property of the husband's that was damaged. Which do you say? So he lechara says it's a chiddush din. The first side. It's a chiddush din because why? Says the Gemara is going to say this is property of the husband's. What property of the husband that is there is of the wife? As we'll see, but the Gemara says you pay to me vladas, and if your husband's not there, you pay to the yorish.
Well, the chiddush that is it's property to the husband, but the chiddush isn't that it isn't property.
Okay,
it has a value,
but in terms of nezek, does a person have a value? Is kofar a value of a person? Is shloshim shel eved the value of a? Of an eved, or is that a xeris hakasa that that's what you pay if you do this?
If there was no pasuk about killing someone in terms of nezek,
if there was a
pasuk, would you be pater from paying anything?
Would you be pater from paying anything, or do you pay damim?
I mean,
we've already had cases. What's the relationship between kofar and damim? Right. So that's what it relates to this. So says the finishing off. So says the Bircha Shmuel. Aval gabi shivcha d'shayach and avlos adoneh achiyevu. So he says maybe that's the difference between a shivcha and a bas chorin, because by a shivcha, which is property of an adon, so then anything that happens to the shivcha is considered mamon of an adon, and you would have known, so you don't need the pasuk for that. That's why it's included. Masha'ekein, if it's vlados of a bas chorin, that's not regular mamon of an adon. That's mamon of a bailim of a husband. No, so therefore. He thinks that's the difference between Shivcha and Bas Chor. Then he asks a question, which is amazing, that he asks the question, and Rameir Simcha asks the same question. He says, what happened if the Shivcha is pregnant? If the Shivcha is pregnant, a shark kills a Shivcha that's pregnant. Not just kills her Demei Vladas, kills her that's pregnant. So we know, Shloshim Shkalim. So is Demei Vladas extra or included in the Shloshim Shkalim? That's his question. Im chayv b'dmei vlados b'fnei atzma olo. Im nomar t'kivin demishalim lamid shkalim b'afilu shove elav zuz shuv nechlu gam b'vlados olo. El chayv b'dmei vlados b'fnei atzma. Is it included or not? So he says maybe it's totally on the schakira. If it's part of nezek, so the Torah says you pay shloshim shkalim for this eved shivcha. So you wouldn't pay anything extra. But if it's a chiddush din of d'mei vlados, maybe even if it's within shloshim, even besides the shloshim, you would pay. And Rav Meir Simcha asked the same exact question. Before maybe they overlapped a little bit, but the Meir Simcha here in Agamara says maybe it's totally on Uber Yerachimo or not. Do you say if it's totally on Uber Yerachimo, which we discussed last week? Uber Yerachimo, have a chad gufa. If it's Uber Yerachimo, you're paying 30 for the whole body. So if you're paying 30 for the whole body, you're not going to pay more for this or not. What do we say otherwise? And he thinks, and he quotes the same raya, the Bircha Shmuel quotes the same raya from the Rambam. He thinks, as the Rambam says, "Beferish im hei meshivcha mishalim kofer hakasev batorah bilvad." That's his lashon. So what is bilvad adding? So they both say, "Oh, bilvad is adding that you only pay the kofer and the of shloshim, and you don't pay." Interesting, he calls it kofer. Calls it a kofer shall shloshim shalavet. It's called a kofer. We had earlier, I think last week also, the relationship between kofer and knas. That's what he says. And he says, oh, l'shitaso, because Rama Paskin's uber yerechimahu. So it fits in to this circuit. So again, that is a question that the Meir Simcha asks, and the Bircha Shmuel, what do you do about if the shivcha was killed? Okay, the other big issue here, and this is a major issue on the daf, is the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, what happens here? That the mazik could say, the nizik could say, it was just like my property, that a pregnant donkey that was damaged, and therefore you have to pay for me. You have to pay. So he asked Tosfos, what do you see from this Gemara? Amad Melech Hamar, that an eved is compared to an animal regarding Nezek. What about, asked the Tosfos on top, Bor? The Gemara says later on, Bor, Nofel Etocho Eved O Amma Patur. If an eved or an Amma falls into a Bor, he's Patur. Why? Because Shor Velo Adam, Chamar Velo Kalim. Right? So you see, eved is included in Adam for Nizkei Bor. By over here, by Nizkei Shor, Eved is considered property, mamon. And over there by bar, an Eved is considered a person. So what's the difference?
By bar, it should be calf.
What? Oh, so yeah. Some ask on what some of the answers that we're saying here. What about a charshot of a katan? We'll get to that. But says the says Tosus. What? Oh, so we're going to get to the svara. That's going to be the third answer. The svara. But says the Tosus number one. V'yesh lomar dehacha lo miyad akas of shor mitzmei vlados el b'makam shavlo shopal. Only time shor is excluded is if the husband owns avokan avlados lo adon dechsev isha v'iladeha tiel adoneha. So there's a difference between an adon and a ba. Okay, that's Tosus' answer. Number one. Number two, the Rashba. The Rashba here has two suggestions. The second one we're going to spend a little time on. The Rashba says, number one, v'im tomar afil babor. If Evan is like property, so you should say it is chayiv in bar. So first answer, v'yishlam adelohi. Tahasam shor v'chamar dafka ka'amar kra. Over there, the Torah says shor and chamar are included. Feirish and not other things. So the Torah specifies Shor and Chamar, Ev is not going to be included. Aval hacha lo patra Torah Shor mivlados ela bekein mashakasev kashi yosu zelav bal ha'isha. Klomer shechayev lasis labal ha'isha. Over here, it's not that the Torah specifies Shor and Chamar, which we would exclude Eved. So it's more of a halachic definition. Aval heichash einu labal ela la'adon hariyu kashar nizakin. Number one, Yishlomar or the other pshat. By bar, it says v'hamesi hi elo. Vahamesi elo. So only something by vahamesi elo would apply to bar. A person is aser bahana. So there's not going to be any vahamesi elo by bar, and that's why an eved has to be excluded like shar adam. The lagabe bar pata afilu ashivcha ve'eved midachsev vahamesi elo yotza zesha aser bahana. That is the Rashba. This is a major sugya which we discussed last, I think, back on Ksubis daf samach. I looked back. I remember we discussed it on an Amud Aleph. I had to look back where vahamesi elo, and that is the iser hana. Of a person. Is there another person? I remember I once heard a shiur on this. Somebody started off the shiur by saying, if there's a waiter that comes to your table and offers you a piece of novella, is it better to eat the piece of novella or is it better to eat the waiter? That was the shiloh that he had. But the question is, Isser Hana of a mace? Isser Hana of a mace, what level of Isser is that? So many we showed him say it's a daraisa. Rashi and Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Zayin, the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Nun Dalid, all hold that it is an Isser D'Oraisa, not only of Behema Nevela, a piece of Nevela of a person, of an animal, but also a piece of, Rahman al-Islam, cannibalism. Right? That is an Isser D'Oraisa. What type of Isser, though? Most Rishonim say it's not a lav. It's an Isser Aseh. Where's the lav in the Torah? Not to eat animal, a basar of an Adam. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Nun Dalid, which is the Isser of eating Behema Tmeya. The Sefer Chinuch there says Mishar Shia Mitzvah, right? The general issue about Kashrus, is there a svar for Kashrus? Says the Sefer Chinuch, Ki Odei Elokim, Hashem knows, Ki Kala Malachalos Shehirchik Me'amo Asher Bachar, all the foods that Hashem distanced from us, Yesh Bahem Nizakim Mitzuyim Lagufim. He knows there's metaphysical damage to our bodies and souls, Asher Heim Kelim Linefashos Lif'ol Bahem Ulehis Alos Al Yema'isim Atovim. Right, Hashem knows that it's poison for our gufim and for our neshama, even though the doctor might not say so. The alkein, that's why he says, now we're not allowed to eat it. And midinia mitzvah, he quotes, Upsar Adam, afal pi shenikra ha'adam nefesh chaya. He says, hey, it's a chaya, so it should be nevela. Ve'eino ma'alagera, v'shosa shesa, a person doesn't have the simanim of kashrus, ein bisaro bichlal iser behema tmeya, lav rola balav. Laficha ha'ochel mi'psaro o shosem mechelbo bein chay be'meis ein lokin alav aval mikomakom aser hu ba'aseh. This is the sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch and other Rishonim that psar adam is an iser aseh. If that's true, which aseh is it? Which aseh is it? Iser aseh. I'm not sure which iser aseh is it. Right, I'm not sure which I say. So one second. I have to find it. The Xeris Akas of the Das Harbi Rishonim. But either way, that's the Das of many Rishonim. Other Rishonim, Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Samach. That's why we discussed this. That Aser Midi Rabbanan. Aser Midi Rabbanan. It's not even in Isra Asay. The Harichu Bazan Rishonim. The Rishonim there. The Ran and the Ramban. All the Rishonim there in Ksubas Daf Samach discuss it. So this is the discussion. The Ritva there in Ksubis says he doesn't think it's Isser Lav, but he doesn't think there's a Hechi Timsi that you're ever going to be able to eat it. He says Mil Belav Hachinami Lo Mishkachas Basar Malchishayim La'Atera. Why? Because while it's alive, it's Eiver Menachai, which There's a big discussion. Is there Eivir Menachai by a person? Well, his life is Eivir Menachai. V'lo ashkechan desharalan midi rachmana v'lo shchita chutz midagam v'chagavim. There's no makar that says it's aser, but there's no makar that says it's mutter, says the Ritva. The only thing that we know, the Gemara says, is a special din. It's mutter without shchita is fish. What does the Gemara say? Asifasan zuhi shchitasan, the Gemara says. So it says it's dafka by fish, but it doesn't say it by people. So you're right, there's no iser. If you ilach or misa, hay aser bana, the Gemara sham sham egla rufa, v'zeh borer. Right, so he quotes that, again, when he says v'zeh borer, that usually means he's being defensive. Right? So he says this is a big discussion in the Rishonim already, but has major nafkaminas is lamaisa, right? One of the major nafkaminas lamaisa is going to right the anatomy in any medical or dental school, right? Are there isu daraisus to contend with, or isu d'rabanan? See, Pesach was asked this question, right? Early first half of the 1900s, Simin Reish Ayin Zches in Hilchas Avelos, Hanaas Limud Al Yidei Histaklus Me'evari Hames. So there's one issue of Nivel Hames, which we're not talking about now, that is desecrating a dead body. So that has to do with, you know, how you treat it. That's what he has. The previous tshuva is about a cornea transplants, which is a big discussion, because there might not be nivel hames, because you just close the eye, you don't see anything. Unlike other transplants, where it might be visible from the outside, right? Are they by tchias hamesim? Are we going to come back with the same gufim? So that's a discussion. But here he was asked, nishalti mirofi yirei shamayim, im mutter l'islami to l'kabel yedios, is this Isur Hanah from a maze? I'm getting information. I'm not going to touch it, even. It's only Gram Hanah, and therefore it's not a problem. And if you look at all the discussions of the Chassam Sofer and the Yehuda about the Isur of Nivel HaMeis, they don't discuss this issue of Isur Hanah min HaMeis. So for you see, it must be they don't think it's a problem. But is there a discussion, a chiluk? So the question is, a chiluk between Israel and a guy. We do have some chiluk, for example, Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel only applies to a Jew, not to a non-Jew. But there is, I think we at least say Midrabanan, there might be an Isra Hana, to look it up again. But there are other heterim involved in this. So number one is Gram, says Rav Tzvi Pesach. There is a discussion in the Encyclopedia Rifu'it, or Steinberg in Hebrew, and translated by my father in English. He has five different shitos, explanations of the achronim, why it would be mutter. It's gram hana. Maybe it's not considered hana. Learning something is not considered hana from something. You might see mitzvah slav hanos nitnu. Maybe becoming being a doctor is a mitzvah. So mitzvah slav hanos nitnu. Maybe the hana is only derived directly from the mace in front of you, but once it's processed in your brain and then there's havana. So that's a few steps later, so that's not really considered hana'ah. Or just looking at the body with one's eyes does not involve the isser hana'ah. Right? Just looking, others say, right? Maybe it's asur midrabanan, but there's a tzorech of saving a life in the long run. This is a discussion, one of the discussions that come up with in anatomy class. That is, we're not talking about kahanim here, by the way. Okay, so that is the a little discussion based on our Rashba of Isser Hana'ah min Hames. So we have the two answers of Tosas. But the third answer, just to give up Tosas' question, why is there a difference between Shor and Bar? And that's what Donnie said before, and that is Mesha Chachma in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, Shovlach Or Chamar. So it's the first Parsha word of the week. Shovlach Chamar says the Mesha Chachma. You know why I need Pater from an Eved? Because an Eved has Das. And Eved should have known. It's not a Gzeiras HaKasov that Shari says. Eved Adas, who inyan muskal, mishum da adam ben das, lishmar atzmo mibar, sheish bo kadeh lahamis. V'kelem ech boi melat hakala, stam kelem, delav nehev gerninu balei mishamran. Right? So that's why kelem also, because a kli doesn't walk, a kli is guarded by the owner, and therefore, padar on kelem too. That's why an Eved here would be tali on... Tosus does not give that answer, right? Or the Rashba. The Rishonim don't give that answer. Okay. It might have to do with what we discussed in the first parak. All the Pturim, are they based on Svar or Xeris HaKasav? Right, the Ptur Shane Regulum Shus Rabin. We discussed the Rush and the Riff. Is that telling me on Svar or Xeris HaKasav? Okay, let's continue. Now we go straight to the bottom of the Amud. Ketem Shalim Medamei Vladus. Now we're back to the first line. So, how does one pay Demei Vladus? So, ask the Gemara. The Tanakhamet said, you evaluate how much the woman's worth before and after. Demei Vladus? Shevach Los Mi Boilei. What do you mean, Demei Vladus? Isn't it also Shevach Vlados, meaning the woman looks better, like we had last week, looks better by after she's pregnant, should be Shevach Vlados, how much she's worth more based on the Vlados. Right? According to the Tanakhama, if you're not evaluating the Tzmei Vlados per se, the Mishnah should have said Shevach Vlados. So Achanami Kamer, the Gemara says, fine, you're right. Ketzon Mishalim Tzmei Vlados Vishevach Vlados. How do you evaluate, pay Tzmei Vlados, which is really how much she's worth more? Shaman Asaisha Kami Yafa Achlo Yada, the Kami Yafa Misha Yalda. Period. Then we had Reb Shimon Gamliel Shita. Amr Reb Shimon Gamliel, Imkain Misha Haisha Yaladas Mishabachas. So my Kamer, what exactly did his line mean? So two opinions, Rabba and Rava. Number one, Amar Rabba, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Rosh Hashanah means. V'chi isha mishabachas kodem sheteled yoter melachar sheteled. Is a woman worth more before she gives birth and less after? And therefore you go down in Nezek? V'halo isha mishabachas la'achar sheteled yoter mikodem sheteled. A woman's worth more after she has the baby. Rashi explains, before she has the baby, you don't know. She's in a dangerous situation. It's a sakana, right, to have a baby. So therefore she's worth more afterwards. So what do you mean you evaluate the difference that you pay? She's worth more afterwards. So Ella Shamanesa Vlados Venosin Labal. So Shimon Gamliel says, no, you evaluate the Vlados per se, how much people would want to pay for the rights to having these Vlados, and you give it to the Baal. Again, is this a Machlokas Mitzias? Is a woman worth more or not? It sounds that way. This is a tough one to get out of. It's a tough one to suggest it's not a Machlokas Mitzias, but let's leave it at that for now. Maybe we'll explain it a little bit a little later. Right.
And I wrote down the
right. Okay. Tani Nami Hachi. V'chi ishti mishabachas kodem sheteled yoshem melach sheteled. The Brisa says also, is a woman worth more before than not worth afterwards? V'lo ishti mishabachas lach sheteled yoshem melach sheteled. Elo shamun etzav lo defenosim labal. Right? You can try to figure something that we're not. The question is, what type of value are we talking about? That might be a path to go down. One does not want to say it's a machlokas and mitzias. Number one, Rabba. Number two, Rava. Rava amar hachi katani. This is what Reb Shimon Gamliel means. V'chi isha l'misha yoladas mishabachas. The woman only gives birth to the one that you are going to have to pay, meaning the husband. The husband is the only one that should get anything out of this. V'in la'atma b'shabach avladas klum. She shouldn't get any money in the value that she has appreciated because of the pregnancy. Ella, shamanetz avlados v'nostin labal. The vlados value fine you pay to the husband. The shevach vlados chalkin, but her appreciated value she gets a portion in. That's what he really means by saying, right, mishabachas, meaning she is appreciated, therefore she should get a portion of that. Tani nami hachi, and another brisa supports this one. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel v'chiisha yilumisha yoladas mishabachas only to her husband. Vein la atzma b'shevach vlados klum. Ella shamanezek b'fnei atzmo, v'tzar b'fnei atzmo, v'shamanetz avlados v'nostin labal, v'shevach vlados chalkin. Period. So the Gemara says, Kasha, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's a Kasa on each of the Reb Shimon Gamliels, because we have Shimon Gamliel and this Brisa just now that seem to assume that the woman goes up in value. And the previous line of Shimon Gamliel, explaining the Mishnah, is the woman that goes, woman goes down in value versus the woman goes up in value. So which way is it? Lo Kasha, Kan b'mevakeres, Kan b'shein b'mevakeres. Depends if it's her first child or not. If it's her first child, so then we don't know how she's going to do in childbirth. So there she's worth more after. If she's had a baby already, then she's not so masuka, so she's worth more before. Getting back to the Tanakhama. According to the second version of Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says that his issue is that Shevach Vlados are split. So according to the Rabbanan, they say Shevach Vlados, meaning how much the woman appreciated during pregnancy. Nami Labal, that all goes to the husband, my time, but why? Shouldn't she get a part in it? Kidi Tanya. It says in the Brisa, since it says that she lost her babies, obviously know that she was pregnant. Why does the Pasuk say in this week's Parsha Hara that she was pregnant? To add in, not only does the Yaladim go to the husband, but even the fact that what the pregnancy did to her during pregnancy also goes to the husband. So a special Pasuk. Reb Shimon Gamliel, hi Hara my Darish Bay. What does Reb Shimon Gamliel use Hara for? If he said it's split, we probably look at the Tanya. He uses it for the Brisa. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer La'olam Eino Chayiv. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says he is not Chayiv Ad Sheyakena Keneged Beis HaHirayon, until the hit, the whack, is Keneged the Beis HaHirayon, opposite the womb, a low kick or a low hit to the woman. So it's directly on the babies. Rav Papa Lo Tema Keneged Beis HaHirayon Mamish. Rav Papa says it doesn't have to be actually Keneged the womb. Ela Kol Hecha De Salak Beis Shichma Levlan. Anywhere where the vlad will get bruised from it, lafuki yad v'regodolo, meaning not her arm or her leg, but anywhere in the middle part of her body. So that's good. Even her back, right, the back, anywhere in the middle part of her body is considered enough. So did the Rabbanan argue with that? So it says the Shidduch Kubetzes, we, according to the Ra'ah, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like this diak. Why? Number one, Mistavar Dochas HaKavase. Chado Ad Rapapa Dishuch Lefrushe. Rapapa is going deeply to explain the Shita. He doesn't really mean Mamish, he means this. What's he spending his time doing that for? It must be paskin like that. Number one. Number two, Visu Kaimalon, Mishas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Right, Mishnah we have in the past. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's Kavanaki. The Rosh says Kav 102 places that we pass by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. It's clear. V'yafa Gav de lo yadina l'Rabbanan, and even though we don't know according to the Rabbanan, Haminolahu. Right, what do the Rabbanan say? Efshar to Gemara Gemira La. Must be a Mesora. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Namilo Nachakra Klau. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov didn't say. He explained what does he do with the word Hara by the Shevach, but he doesn't quote a pasuk. So says the Ra'ah. He thinks it's a Mesora. That's what the Shita Mukubetza says, and that's also what the Yamsha Shlomo here says. Because the Yamsha Shlomo says, even if I don't have a Mesora on this, who to Paskin like? Even if there's no Pasik. Why? Since we do an Umdina anyway, in every case, what part of this hit caused the damage? It makes a lot of sense if a woman gets hit on her hand or on her foot. So then, that is not going to, that's not going to, he's not going to be chayef for the Demei Vlad, that's why. Me'achad lo salak shech v'lo Vlad. V'yemepila asha me'achmas sara maka, what if she's in so much pain from the hit on the hand that she loses her babies? Zeho grama v'nizakin. That's terrible, but it's grama. Dipshita, misha mavis isha, what if somebody scares a woman, jumps out in front of her, and scares her. O mitzaro, or gives her pain, and causes the miscarriage. Pshita de patim dini adam. That's patim dini adam. Because it's obvious the Rabbanan would agree to this. Obviously, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of this person. But in terms of Nezek, so I think that we would pass like Lazar ben Yaakov, even though we don't have a clear cut what the Rabbanan would say in this case. Okay, two dots. So what do we say? The second last line of the Mishnah said, if there are no Yarshim, so then the man, the perpetrator, is pater, right? It either goes to the husband or his yarshim, and if there are no yarshim, ger, pater. Machlokas. Amar Rabba, lo shonal shchala b'vachaya ger. This is only true. When is he pater? If he wounded the woman during the life of the ger, umeis ha-ger, and then the ger died. Dechivin the chala b'vachaya ger zocha bu ger. Since he was chala her in the life of the ger was zocha to the vlados. Dechivin the meis ha-ger zocha bu men ha-ger. And once the ger dies, without Yarshim, so then the perpetrator is Zocha from the Ger. Aval Chava Balachar Mises Ager, but if her husband, the Ger, died first, so then Zach Yila Ihi Vigavayu, then she gets the rights to the Vlados, Umchayel Shlumi Laladi Da, and then he would have to pay her. That is Rabbi's limit. Amar Rav Chizda Mari Dechi. Rav Chizda says, Master, Adu Vlados Sroinin of Zachibu? Are the Vlados a package, a bag of money that if he she is Zocha to them, if he dies? Ela no. Isilabal Zachali Rachmana. If the husband's there, then the Torah is Mazak it to him. Lesilabal lo. If not, not. Says the Berachah Shmuel, the same one we saw before in Chavtes and Chavav, both places. What's the Machlokas about? How do you look at the payment of the Mevladis? Is it a real monetary type of payment, which could be yarshined from one to the other, from husband to wife also? Or do you say, no, it's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Chiddush HaTorah, and just like Shloshim Shalevet is a Chiddush HaTorah, just like Kofar is a Chiddush HaTorah, this is a Chiddush HaTorah, and therefore, if the Chiddush does not exist, the husband's not there, then there wouldn't be any money. Period. So it's a Machlokas, Rabba and Rav Chizda. What's the Machlokas about? In a case where the Ger died before the Chavala, is the person still pater, Rav Chizda, or do you have to pay the woman? Meisvei, hikas eishav yashu ladeha. We had the case earlier where you hit a woman and she loses her babies. Nosin nezek v'tzar le'ishu d'mei v'lodas l'baal. Ein ha-baal nosin li'yorshav. Ein ha-isha nosin li'yorsheha. Ha'isa shivcha v'neshtachavcha o giyare zacha. But the Brisa said there before, zacha, that zacha, he is zacha to it. So it's a kasha on Rabba. It's kasha on Rabba, because Rabba said that she would get it. Amri ubiyadifa mi masnisan du ukim neshchava b'vachaya ger v'meis ha-ger. What's the problem? Just like Rabbi would interpret the Mishnah as a case where the ger was still alive. Sachanami shchava b'vachaya ger v'meis ha-ger. What's the difference? Just like we learned the Mishnah, we learned the Brisa. There's nothing forcing me to say to explain the Brisa differently. Tosfos asks, what was the havamina? Umiyadifa mi masnisan. Tosfos asks, what was the havamina? So he says, because the Brisa spoke about nezek and sar, so just like nezek and sar don't make a difference before and after death, so too maybe we thought Dmei Vavlat don't make a difference. Therefore, this is even talking about a case where it's after Misa, Kamash Balanat. Or maybe it's even after the Ger died, we're talking about Vitani Zachsa. And really, it should mean Zachsa. Tosa says on top, not that we changed the Gersa from Zacha to Zachsa, but Zacha just means Zocha, the one who should be Zocha to it. And Rabba would say that means Zachsa, she is Zocha to it. Let's say this is a Machlokas Tanam. It used to be a Beferish Machlokas Tanam. Be'as Yisrael, she nisayis l'ger v'nisabar mimenu. Be'as Yisrael, that's married to a Ger. And becomes pregnant from the Ger. V'chava b'vachaya Ger. And Chalal takes place b'chaya Ger v'nosin in Dmei Vlodos l'ger. La'achar b'sis l'ger. Tani chada chaya v'tani chada patur. So my latanoi hidnin who isn't this a Beferish Machlokas Tanam. If the Chavala happens after Misas Ager, so is there a total p'tur, like Rav Chisda, or is there a chiyuv to the woman, like Rabba? So the Rabba vada tanohi. Rabba for sure has to say it's a machlokas tanoim. Since Rabba says chayiv, there is no way for him to hold like the other shita of total p'tur. El Rav Chisda mi lema tanohi. Is Rav Chisda boxed in, though, to say it's a machlokas tanoim? So answer the Gemara, lo kasha, harabban and harab shim gamliel. Maybe Rav Chisda would say no. The Dmei Vlados, everybody would agree, Potter. But what's this machlokas about? It's about the Shevach Vlados. That the Shevach Vlados, how much the she appreciated. So Rav Shugam Liel says that she gets a chelik in that. So Chiyuv means Rav Shugam Liel, and Potter means the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan said it all goes to him, and he's not there. E Rav Shugam Liel, so my Arya Lachar Misa, Filu Mechaim Nam Isle Palka. Because Rav Shugam Liel, why do you have to say it's Lachar Misa Zager? Rav Shugam Liel, we had in our Mishnah. That she always gets half. Even Mechayim. Mechayim, so the Gemara answered, no, Mechayim is like Palga Lachamisa Kula. Mechayim, she's going to get half, but after the Ger dies, Chayim means totally. V Baisema or Havar Harab Shugam Liel. Maybe both Rav Chisda would say, both these prices are Rav Shugam Liel Shita. Kan B'Shevach Lados, Kan B'Dmei Vlados. And the difference is, Dmei Vlados, you're always Pater, and Shevach Lados, you're Chayim. So says the Gemara, 1 minute. These answers don't work. Amri mi Shevach Lados, Lishma Dmei Vlados. From the fact that Rashi explains, why should there be a difference between Shevach Vlados and Dmei Vlados? If by Shevach Vlados it goes and becomes all hers la'achar Misa, so the Dmei Vlados should become all hers after Misa. What's the difference? A. And B. Umidi Reb Shimon Gamliel Lishma L'Rabbanan. Also, if Reb Shimon Gamliel says it all goes to her after Misa, so the Rabbanan should say that too. Their machlokas was only while the husband was alive, how much each get. But afterwards, why should there be any difference? So Gemara answers, Amri lo. No, there is a difference. Shevach Vlados, answering the first question. Shevach Vlados, d'sheicha yoda begavayhu, sach yibu bekulu. Shevach Vlados, which Reb Shimon Gamliel says, she gets half while the husband's alive, so she gets the whole thing afterwards, because she's shaykh in that. Dmei Vlados, d'sheicha yoda begavayhu, but Dmei Vlados, which she gets nothing while the husband's alive, so she gets nothing afterwards. Sach yibu klal, so she's not zoche in those period. Okay. Boi minei, Rav Yeva Saba, mei Rav Nachman. Rav Saba asked Rav Nachman, "Hamachlik shpishtarosav shel ger mahu." If somebody is machzik in the shtaros of a ger, what are we talking about? Let's go with Rashi's pshat. A shtar of a ger, meaning I have a ger has a shtar that he is owed money. He's owed money. So there's a shibud. It's a shibud of that. So when a person grabs that shtar, what is he thinking? So lechora he's thinking he wants the land that is owed by this shtar. So that doesn't work because he wasn't machzik in the land. The question though is then, is he zoche in the paper? So that's the question. Man demachzik b'shtara adaita da'arahu demachzik. When somebody grabs a... We're talking about Ger's properties here. That's why this is here. Somebody who's machzik in the shtar, does he only have das for the land? Uba'ara halo achzik. And he's not zoche the land. V'ubishtara, this is not considered a kinyan chazak on the land. V'shtara nami lo kana, and also he's not zoche the shtar. De'lav adaita the shtara. He has no das for the shtar, the paper itself. Odilma, or maybe, daita nami shtara, or no, he also has in mind for the paper. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says, Ani Mori, answer me please. V'chila tzofi slochisu tzarech. What, he needs this paper to wrap on his bottle? To use as a bottle cap? So Amar Lei, yes. Lasur v'lasur. That's my question. Yes, that's my question. No answer. Amar Rabba. B'chor we would say, Amosim Yechavar Lavaraya. It's a sig of the Dina. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, what about this case? Mashkono shel Yisrael biyad ger. What if you have the mashkon, the collateral of a Jew, in the hands of a ger? V'meis ager. And the ger died, right? So now there's a Yisrael's mashkon in there. Uba Yisrael achar v'hechzik. Well, a different Jew comes that takes the mashkon. Motzi enosam yada. We take it away from the machzik. Why? My taima. Kiva de misle ger. Because once the ger dies, pakal shibude. So the person who owes his money, and there's no yarshim, the person who owes his money, is he doesn't owe anymore, and therefore the mashkon is his. The mashkon belongs to the real owner. So you can't come and take it. So that's why that happens with the mashkon of a Yisrael in the hands of a ger. But mashkono shel... Well, let's stop there for a second. The big sugya we discussed in the first paragraph of Sefer Kedushin, the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak there says, Bal chov kone mashkon. When you give me a mashkon for borrowing money from me, I own it in a certain sense. Major machlokas we've shown him there, how much is that? Tosas there in Kedushin Daf Ches quotes a machlokas between himself and Rashi. Rashi says, the person holding the mashkon is chayev ba'onsin, which is a reflection of real bialis. Tosas is only kenev v'aveda. So again, how far does Rabbi Yitzchak's din go, a Balchov Kone Mashkon? But even so, once the Balchov here, in the case of the Ger, dies, it goes back to the real owner. Mashkon, what about the opposite case? Mashkon shall Ger b'yad Yisrael. What if you have a Ger's Mashkon in the hand of Yisrael? The opposite case. Umeis Ger, now the Ger dies. Uba Yisrael acher v'hechzek ba, and let's say before the Yisrael who's holding the mashkon realizes the ger dies, somebody else comes in and swoops in and takes it. So zekhana kadegan ma'osav. So let's say the mashkon was worth more than the loan. So then the person who was owed the loan is zocha immediately to that portion of the mashkon. Zekhana es hashar, and the one who was machzik gains the rest of the mashkon, the difference. So he asked the gemara 1 second. Why? Tikni lechatzero. This is called kinyan chatzer. So if you came into my rishas and took it, my chatzer should be kone it. The Amar of Yosi Reb Chanina, chatzer shalom kone lo shlomi daito. A chatzer of a person is kone even without his das. So how could this person come in and swoop in and take it? So Amri hachav mayaskin and delesle. It must be that he, the owner, is not there. The owner of this field. And therefore we say, if he is there, and he could be koned himself, his field could be koned for him also. If he's not there, so he can't be koned. Don't we say that? So answers the Gemara, we don't hold that way. We don't paskin that way. We paskin even if he is, if it's not in his chatzer, he is not kone it. But once it is in his chatzer, he's kone it automatically, even if it is not there, as long as it is, according to what we pass in Mishtameris. As long as it's Mishtameris, he would be kone it. Therefore, in this case, it could, Lechora, according to that... Lechora, according to that last svari. You have to see what we pass on. The person who comes in gets nothing unless it's not fully in his chatzer. Right? Not fully in his chatzer. The Rashba has a very important comment here. The Rashba says this not only applies to a mashkon, but says the Rashba, mistaverli dehu adinim ein lo mashkon. Let's say I don't have a mashkon of a ger, but I just have a milveh on a ger. I have a shar that says the ger owes me $100. Ze gove minachas of kineged chovo. So there too, the automatically when the ger dies, so the person who has the shtar owns the property of the ger that is that amount of the field. And then the rest, according to that Havamina, belongs to the machzik. So again, it just shows you this is about the shibudim, right? The person who owns it, person who has the lien on the field, is a miksas owner already. So the second that the ger dies, even though the field's not there, and the mashko's not there, still the field goes. So the adif behefker vehektim mehektish, etc. And he continues. A very important Rashba, which the Achronim discuss. Okay, the pre-Moshe discusses, not for now, we're running out of time, how in general Kinyan Chatzer works. We know the Gemara already says, either Chatzer is either Midin Yad, an extension of me, or Midin Shliach. So if it's a Shliach, I can understand how it could work without my being there. A Shliach always works without my being there. But if it's Yad, how does Chatzer work without my being there, without my knowledge? Don't I have to be there? So it's a figure, Achronim have to figure out how exactly it works. Maybe it's based on the Das that I have when I buy the Chatzer in the first place. I have dot that everything that comes into my chatzer in the future is going to be mine. That's how Yad works. That's his suggestion. The pre-Moshe in Kinyanim Simen Chafal. Okay, we'll stop here. Brother Shem, we continue tomorrow with Bor. We get into Bor tomorrow, and we'll continue.